Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Ma'ahotep. Welcome to a special edition of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we are broadcasting live here in Washington, D.C. Of course, we are here for the Occupy the Justice Department Day and commemoration, of course, of Mumia Abdul-Jamal's birthday. And there are quite a few people here. Presently, people are marching around the Justice Department building. And, of course, you're going to hear some of the chants and some of the other things that are being said as that is done. It is definitely blowing up the works around here as far as the kind of day-to-day traffic and so forth. Well, this rally, this demonstration has certainly put a little damper in it. Of course, there's a lot of police out here, but nevertheless, the folks are here and they are in the street and, of course, walking around the building numerous times. And in a few moments, we're going to rejoin them and you all will be able to hear live what is going on here in Washington, D.C. It's kind of interesting because it definitely is making a statement here today, and that certainly needs to be happening because, you know, the whole idea of Mumia Abdul-Jamal being incarcerated for a long time, and we're talking about 30 years of incarceration for something that he did not do. And there's so many of our brothers and sisters who unfortunately are, you know, caught up in that kind of situation. And while, what can we say? I mean, we need to continue to do the work, continue to show our resistance to the system. Okay, as you can probably hear, there are police sirens and police cars everywhere. And like I said, very shortly, the rally or the protesters or demonstrators, the supporters, those who oppose not only the incarceration of Mumia Abdul-Jamal, but oppose this entire system. You're going to be hearing some of them in a few moments. We have walked around the building with them, and right now have begun to set up our broadcast. So we're just waiting for them to come back around, which we'll be doing in a few minutes. But what we want to say again to you all is that, you know, it is so important that we continue to keep the pressure on, that we continue to do what we know must be done and make certain that Mumia Abdul-Jamal and that all political prisoners are free, you know. So, yes, there was somewhat of a victory in December when you know, Mumia was moved from death row, but there's still so much more work that needs to be done, needless to say. And so we are so very, very thankful to be here today and to, you know, continue the work that we know has to happen. It looks like something else has happened because right about now we are waiting for folks to come back around, and it seems like for some strange reason there's been some kind of a holdup. So we're going to wait a few more moments because they should be coming around the corner in a few moments. But while we're waiting, never again, nevertheless, we wanted to let you know that today again is the actual Earth Day, Born Day, as some say, for Mumia Abdul-Jamal, and every year around this time, you know, there is something that happens in recognition of the illegal, the injustice, everyone knows the setup that occurred, okay? And so, you know, we're not going to stop, and I think we're going to go around the corner for a moment because I'm not seeing or hearing the folks who were coming around, and so let's see. It seems like the traffic is kind of stopped up. The police are now coming back around in a few larger numbers. It's not as many as I thought it would be, but there's enough of them. So, okay, it looks like they're coming around now. So you're going to hear in a few moments the rally, the demonstration, the protesters. I think I see them coming around the corner now. And if not, we're going to go head over and join them again. This demonstration today, of course, is not only, again, about only Abu-Jamal, but about the incarceration, the illegal oppression, the ongoing genocide, really, of our people in particular. And certainly, you know, I say that because we are the ones who are primarily in those places. So what we're seeing, of course, is the increase of that. And, of course, we're also seeing, as we talk often on New Day Resurrection Liberation, we're seeing also the increase of women, our women, in these dungeons. So, okay. I see them coming down the street now, so in a few moments, we're going to join in the group. They're coming down the street. Okay, and as you all know, sometimes these technical things do happen. We are right here on the streets of Washington, D.C., and of course, we ran into a little glitch there, a little technical difficulty, which tends to happen periodically, as you all know. However, we are going to continue our broadcast. The folks have gone another route, so we're going to wait for them to come back around again. But, again, we want to remind you that we are here in Washington, D.C. This is the day of Mumia Abu-Jamal's actual born day, as I said. And, again, every year around this time, there's always some form of demonstration or rally in recognition of the attempted murder of Mumia Abu-Jamal, and certainly the injustice that has occurred over these past 30 years. I'm going to see shortly if I can get a few people to say a few things about today. In the meantime, we're going to continue to do our broadcast and give you a report on what is going on presently. Right now, again, folks are still kind of walking around the building, and it's a really good thing because a lot of people are stopping to watch to see what's going on, and, you know, I guess it's kind of a little unusual for them to see a large amount of people, you know, in the middle of the street walking around Pennsylvania Avenue repeatedly around the Justice Department building. I'm sure they are finding that to be a bit unusual, and of course, as such, they're stopping to look. And a few are, of course, asking questions, and of course, people are handing out or giving out information literature. So it's really, really a good thing that is happening for certain. Let me see. I'm looking to see if I can see them coming back around now, and I do not at the moment. So what we're going to do is kind of head over in that direction so that we can catch up with the folks that are here today. So let's see. We're going to get ready to do that. It's going to take us a few moments to kind of regroup. We're carrying our equipment as well, so that we can join the rest of the group And again, we want to remind you that our regular programming, we're going to do a follow-up. We're going to give you a report on what is going on today or what has gone on for today. And we will probably be able to get Sister Pam on, or if not Sister Pam, someone else who is from the committee, the Freedom and Abridged Law Committee. Okay. So let's see. We're going to head on over to where they are. It's kind of a cloudy day here in Washington, D.C. It's not too cold. I mean, actually, the temperature is pretty nice. It's just a little kind of cloud a bit. And a lot of traffic, of course, you could say. But it was a good day. I can also say that. Okay, we're getting ready to approach now. And you'll be able to hear perhaps some of the chants that are going on. Thank you. All right, family. Again, we had a few technical difficulties. We are right now in front of the White House. And as you will be able to hear very shortly, the police have come and they are saying we must leave the premises now or they're going to start arresting people. So there are people here who anticipated that and as a result have prepared to be arrested. And so that's what's going on now. We have to get off of the sidewalk because they're getting ready to arrest people now. So right about now, you will be hearing in a few minutes some chants, and you're going to also hear some folks getting arrested. We are now, again, in front of the White House, so-called White House, and we have been told by the so-called authorities that we had to leave from in front of the location here. We're live.
But it's not our time.
Okay. We have been asked to move from off of the sidewalk, but apparently we are able to be in the street area, and that is where we're at presently. But there are some people who do plan to stay on the sidewalk. The police are now instructing their people to get ready to move in. And right about now, of course, we are just kind of waiting because we know what the next move is, what the next step is. You can hear the chants as we're walking closer over to the location where some of the crowd
is. And wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I lose them all. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I lose them all. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I lose them all. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I lose them all. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I lose them all. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I lose them all. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze.
Do I get some love?
Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I lose them all. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I lose them all. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I lose them all.
I didn't know we'd end up at the White House.
So hey,
this is where we need to go.
You know it could be anywhere.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Do you see anybody else? We're gathering right there. Did you hear the high end?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
As you can hear, the crowd is here, and we're in front of the White House. I was just talking with Brother Tony Monterio, and one of the things that he just said was he had no idea we would be ending up here at the White House, but certainly it's more than appropriate. So we're blessed.
Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I boot them all. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to freeze. Mumia, I boot them all.
New York City bus. 31st Street bus. Just gather here.
We are live here in front of the so-called White House. A couple of hundred people are here, maybe about 500 or so. Of course, a very diverse group of folk. Occupy Wall Street was the theme for the day, and there was several locations that were stopped at today, including, of course, the Justice Department, but certainly all the buildings that was in that vicinity in that area got a little visit today. And we are presently here in front of the White House. It seems like folks are presently not doing what they were asked to do, and had begun to sit down on the sidewalk area. And, of course, by sitting on the sidewalk area, that will more than likely bring about an arrest. They're sitting down on the sidewalk and, of course, are chanting, have a few songs. So, we're going to go in a little closer. Okay, sitting in front of the White House is approximately, oh, wow, let's see. Okay, we have maybe about 50 to 75 people who are sitting on the sidewalk at the gate of the White House, and it was planned as such. Those who plan to be arrested have on orange jumpsuits, and that pretty much, as we said, was the plan. Those who have on the orange jumpsuits would, in fact, more than likely be arrested today because they have no intention of leaving from in front of the gate of the White House. They're still sitting there, and as you can hear, they are chanting brick by brick, wall by wall, free Mumia Abu-Jamal. The police officer has come out again and has advised everyone again that we have to move from off of the sidewalk. I mean, from off of the sidewalk, which is said to be federal property, and move onto the street area. And so, of course, there are people who are sitting directly in front of the gate, or on the gate even, at the White House. And, of course, you have a row of police that are also kind of positioned on both sides. Right now, it's just so kind of stalky. Sounds like someone's going to get on the mic and say, hey, how you doing?
could play this on the mic. And he could fight hard. We could fight tough. And
what else is going to be going on in a minute?
Sounds like deep breath.
Yeah. All right, family. Right now things are pretty calm, so hopefully they'll kind of remain that way. Again, we have about 50 folks sitting in line in front of my house. Okay, they are beginning to come in now. Looks like the police are beginning to rope the area off. They're putting up yellow tape. Not sure exactly what that is for, but they are now blocking off both entrances and into and out of this area. Well, okay, they're saying we have to go into the park, which is across from the White House. The park, I think, is called Lafayette Park. And so we now have to get into the park area. Okay, seems like they're bringing in the paddy wagon now, as it was anticipated. And the folks who are on the wall, on the gate area, it appears that they will be incarcerated. Yep, that's what's getting ready to happen. The yellow tape is going up to block off the area, and the police line, do not cross, is going up. So anyone who apparently is inside of the line, where they're now taping off sort of in a square sort of way. It appears anyone that is inside there will be arrested. So, this is what is presently happening as we speak. And in a minute, I'm sure, we will begin to see and hear some form of reading of rights or something. I would hope that's what they plan to do, given the fact that they just pulled up their paddy wagons.
We got a free, Camille, a food of all. We're trying to break all by law. We got a free, Camille, a food of all.
White shirts, but all of them also have on shades. Very interesting. Here we go.
Okay.
all your taxes.
Yes.
No, they get hundreds of millions of dollars of fucking bonuses. But a man like
okay, that, I'm at the demonstration right now. In D.C.
Hey, yo. Oh,
uh-huh. In fact, the police are getting ready to arrest people right now.
Help him, Cheney! Help him, Geithner!
Okay, brother, listen very carefully. I am at a demonstration right now. Okay, now you need to listen to this so you can hear what's going on.
Shame on you.
Okay, the police are presently preparing to arrest people. We have approximately 50 people or more who are sitting in front of the White House up near the gate, and the police have just as indicated they have taken the area off and are beginning to proceed with their plan of arresting people. We are broadcasting live here for New Day Resurrection and Liberation. We are again here at the Occupy the Justice Department. Of course, again, this is the day that Mumia Abu-Jamal was brought into this earth. And, of course, 30 years ago, he was almost murdered and has since been incarcerated. And people are here today to demand that he is to be released. Of course, in December, he was taken off of death row and placed into general population after 30 years. But now for the next step, and the next step is to be free. It looks like the riot people, one of their vehicles is now pulling up. It appears that they are preparing again to make their next move with arresting people. We do see a formation of additional cops coming in presently. Very shortly is Sister Johanna Fernandez, of course, the director of the recently released documentary to bring more clarity into the incident of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Of course, that documentary is Justice on Trial. Okay, they are beginning to take out. Riot gear, it looks like. We will see very shortly. That's what it looks like is going to happen. You are in tune, of course, to New Day Resurrection and Liberation. And we are here, of course, to provide a demonstration of our displeasure, to say the least, of what we're seeing in our community, really nationwide, and especially again with the murder of Trayvon Martin, Lakia Boyd, and now a young 15-year-old sister in Charlotte, who was killed by a Caucasian man, 23 years old, who said he accidentally shot his gun off inside of his house, or it accidentally went off, and as a result, the bullet went outside and wounded sister. And so this is why we're here today, and it appears that the police are preparing to make their move. As you can hear, there's still a lot of chants going on.
Free Mumia! Free Mumia! Free Mumia! Abu Jamal! Free all political prisoners! Free them all!
Yes.
One of the fine, most talented words in the English language. I'm just doing my job.
Right now, the folks who are preparing to be arrested have begun to lock arms. And, you know, for those who are familiar with protest rallies and the plans of incarceration, of course, you know that's kind of a norm. So that is what's presently happening. I want to remind everyone that if you are interested in becoming more involved in the Free Women Abu Jamal campaign, please feel free to contact the Pan Africa at 267-760-7344. 267-760-7344. It is interesting to see the tourists that have come out this way. They find some of this, I guess, rather amusing or interesting. So they're, of course, taking pictures and I guess taping it to some degree. Again, I think it's kind of quiet right now, meaning the police have not moved in yet. We suspect they will. And usually when they are quiet, you can pretty much expect something will be happening soon. That's kind of how they roll. All right, we're going to go over and hear where one of the speakers are.
And we out here. You know that.
Police officers on top of the roof watching us. Kind of the routine thing that you will pretty much find. Waiting.
I'm gonna go get some
Family, we are going to very shortly close out. We just wanted to be able to provide you some on-spot kind of reporting. You know, that's what we try to do here at New Day, especially when it comes to specific kinds of issues and situations. We like to be right here, up close and personal with you. Probably broadcast for another 5 minutes. Right now. And after that, we're going to get ready to close. I'm broadcasting out for tonight. Again, we're here.
Are we really a country that jails the elderly? Is that who we are? We are a country that jails the elderly. We're worse than that. Of course we are. What about, you know, I'm tired of hearing about the U.S. talking about China and human rights violations. You all are all human rights violations. Every time you put that badge on, you represent the 1%. You are protecting their interests. You're not protecting the people. You are us. We are you. Desmond Tutu said, Ubuntu. I am because you are. You are because of me. Okay? Yes. Don't let the Rockefellers, don't let the Kennedys, don't let the Rothschilds, don't let them turn you away from the people. You are a part of us. All right? I know some of you out there have family members in jail. Okay? I'm not going to point nobody out. But I know you do. And we have 2 million people in prison. We have 2 million people in prison. In 1970, there was over 200,000. How do we go in like 40 years to 2 million people in prison? How do we do that? 2.5. And in fact, it's like 7 million people under correctional supervision. What that means is, because I have a neighbor who just took her nephew back in after spending 25 years in jail she got a letter from probation and saying, "Hurry up, they're giving me the rights, I'm taking it away." She cannot have a firearm in her home because she's bringing her nephew back to the city. Wait a minute, we're walking. We're all walking. The burglar is not resisting. The burglar is not resisting.
Right, okay. You better know why.
Putting up, they were initially putting up a yellow tape to block the area off, and now they're putting up the steel gates to lock in the people who are in front of the White House.
No, I don't know. You tell them what they do. tell you what, bro. All us out here today, I personally want to thank y'all for being here. I want to say happy birthday to my man.
Yeah.
It's about our brother that's been locked up for most of his life. That's never got to see his children outside of bondage. You understand? It's about Russell Maroon, who's been on death row since I can remember. You know, these people are real. You know, we out here and we talking and we marching and some of us is getting arrested. You know, but these people are real. These people are real. You know what y'all are doing over here arresting our people? This thing is real, man. And we ain't going to forget none of it. And we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere ever. This is our country. We built this.
That's right.
Don't get it twisted.
That's right.
We built this. This is ours. Even that damn house we built. All right? All these streets, all these buildings, we built this. And yeah, I just wanna say something, man. You know, ain't none of us being fooled by that man in that house, man. You know what I'm saying? You can put a black man in the White House, but that don't change nothing. You understand? We still got political prisoners that's been locked up longer than I've been alive. And this man become president. How you gonna call yourself a black man and you ain't even a Christian citizen? Yeah. We say fight back.